Okay. Now we can move on to two use cases of autonomy dilemmas. And what I'm going to want to try to do here is talk about actual examples of how autonomy questions, ethical questions, have arisen in the real world in artificial intelligence. These are both cases that I have worked on myself with other computer scientists and, in this case, doctors and lawyers, to try to think about how autonomy happens in the real world, in real AI devices. And so I've got two of those examples. One has to do with, the second has to do with insurance. The first has to do with healthcare. So we'll do that, and then we'll look at challenges to autonomy. But the first case is a healthcare case. This is a company I worked with, I guess it's been more than a few years. It's been a number of years ago now. But it's a good case. Cardicio. What this company did or does is they, you don't need to see a doctor or anything like that. It's just a private company. You just walk off the street, go into the office, and they will take an EKG of your heart, you know, the thing of your heart going. Now, if you just watch on TV, you see the little line of the heartbeat. It looks like it's just kind of two little waves, a big bump and a little bump. But actually, it's not that. If you measure an EKG carefully, there are all kinds of little measurements that you can take in a heartbeat. Because as it happens, there's actually four, I think I'm remembering correctly, it's been a number of years now, I think I'm remembering correctly, don't quote me on this, I think there are four pockets in your heart that are kind of move the blood through your system, and each of the pockets kind of beat in a kind of rhythm, an undulating rhythm here in your chest, and that creates a wave which is actually very complicated. It's not just up and down, like big, small, that kind of thing. There's all kinds of little measurements you can take. And that's what I show here on this slide. There are for every single heartbeat, you can measure all of these various distances in terms of time and in terms of strength. And that's just one heartbeat. You can imagine that going on over time. So what Cardicio does is they get those measurements, and then this is a perfect case.